here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a hazardous weather outlook for the area. Warm, dry, and breezy weather will create elevated fire weather conditions. The Campbell County Library is still closed following the water main break. The News Record reports that Public Works updated the library board on the repair work. Library Director Terry Leslie said her staff have been able to keep working with some adjustments. The drying process is being hampered by not being able to have the electricity on in the building, as the leaky pipe was directly in line with the electrical transformer for the building. Also at the library board meeting, board chair Sage Bear chose five people to serve on a committee to come up with a rating system for books in the children and teen sections. Bear says the system would be a guide to help parents vet the books their kids are reading. Librarian Elizabeth Albin contends that there is already a system in place. They're called librarians. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A hazardous weather outlook for the area today. Warm, dry, and breezy weather will create elevated fire weather conditions. Campbell County Health has announced that visitors, patients, and customers are no longer required to wear masks. County 17 reports that effective immediately, CCH recommends continued masking, but will no longer require them unless they have symptoms of respiratory illness or are in areas where there may be immunocompromised patients. Masks are still required for all CCH employees, contractors, and volunteers at all times. The public informational meeting on the International Camporee, scheduled for October 5th, has been rescheduled to November 14th at Energy Hall so that all interested can attend. The electronic survey about the Camporee will be available online through November 4th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.